You obviously were not there when this started last night. When did you get the call?
So what happened was I was sitting at home with my son and a couple of friends, and we got a call from the alarm company that our back overhead door near our dock was setting off an alarm. So my son and I got in our car, and we went down there, and as soon as we pulled into the parking lot, the smoke was so intense, and it was like pouring out of the building as if it was in like a pressure cooker. It couldn't escape fast enough. And the fire department started pulling in, and for the most of the time we were there, we were watching from the back, and then ultimately we went around to the front. And, it was just surreal to see the flames pouring out and the fire trucks. There was almost, I think, 2 to 3 ladder trucks during the time just streaming water on the fire.
Well, how old was that building?
I'm not sure. I've been there 25 years, and originally it was owned by an old customer of City Blue that did HVAC. And in the part that City Blue inhabits, it was their manufacturing part. And then next door was where their offices were. But the building had a long history. And way before it was owned by this HVAC company, it actually was an old taxi stand where the taxis would come in and out. And there were like 4 garage doors along the front on Sayo Street. So.
Wow, so probably older even than City Blue itself, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, City Blue's been around since 1926, and we used to be, for 70 years, we were behind Midtown Plaza on Atlas Street. But the building, yes, definitely has been around for a while, and like I said, we've been there since 1995.
So, obviously, it's very early at this point. Any sense now of what your next steps are? Talking to insurance, I'm sure, and what next?
I'll probably, today, I'm going to go to church and be thankful for all the things that I should be thankful for, but especially today on Christmas. I'm looking forward to just thinking about last night and how no one really got hurt and how thankful I am. Rochester Fire Department did such a, amazing job just being there in the smoke and it was raining out. It was not an optimal night to fight a fire, especially being on Christmas Eve. But I think, we'll wait until Monday.
Any sense at all yet? Have you had any indication of what might have started this?
No. We worked pretty much a full day on Wednesday, and City Blue was closed Thursday and Friday, and have, literally no idea where it started. There's a gentleman that lives next door. He's the caretaker of the Quakers church. And he said, he had been cooking throughout the day, and he kind of was smelling an odd smell, a burning smell, but he thought he was doing something wrong with how he was cooking. So I'm guessing that the fire, however it started, had started sometime during the day, and then finally, around 10:30 at night, started really burning quickly. When we showed up, the overhead door was completely engulfed in flames, and that's where our dock is and other stuff like that. So I'm just guessing that at some point something, we got a lot of paper there. It is an older building, so I have no real idea what caused it, but I'm guessing that it had somehow started during the day and just kind of simmered for a while, so to speak.
And then losing the murals, too. Have you heard from Sean Dunwoody at all yet?
I haven't. I just saw the news for the first time now. And, the only thing I can say is there's a smaller one-story building that Sean also had done for us in the parking lot, not just out the ones on the side of the building, but And I can't even remember the quote, but Sean had put up a quote. That building is still standing. That mural is still up. And it says, like, love forever, love something. And just, you know, watching the news and seeing that was still standing just made me feel, you know, kind of very good about Sean's mural, that one survived the fire.